a wee tough period there between, you know, the first one going, and then after that. And you get the wee kind of things, you know. Young Andy's got to learn, you know, you've got to play the ball until decisions are made, and then, you know, he thinks that he's got 3-5 seconds to argue with an official, you know. And whether the ball's in or whether the ball's out, the decision is that it's in play. You've got to then deal with that. That's the influence that you've got to have in it. And I thought, you know, for us able to control that situation to then find ourselves 1-0 down, you know, was a tough one. And quite clearly, you know, I then thought you could see in terms of what we were trying to achieve, to try and frustrate and trying to counter. At the same time, as well as deny, you know, a very, very good Hibs forward line, you know, space. But, you know, they moved the ball well. And just prior to the second one going in, we had a moment ourselves. And that's the things when you come to places like this and you get an opportunity. You know, we have a great counter-attack and Magaro, who I thought was excellent throughout the game of the day, you know, and we have a bad moment in terms of decision-making, if what we do with that, and then 15 seconds later, we're 2-0 down. And that was hard. That was the hardest part of the afternoon for me. There's no standing here trying to defend a 5-0. It's the four goals that came within the space of that. What was it you said?
13.
Between the 13 minutes. It was the way in that we capitulated at that given time, and with experience and the players that we have, and that should never have happened in the manner and the way that I know you can concede goal, but we should never have conceded in the way that the manner that we did. You come in, the game's away for us at half time, there's no doubt about that, but we asked them you know, to go out there and, you know, start from scratch again, you know, and to try and get something out the game, whether that was 0-0 the second half, and we managed to do that. Don't get me wrong, I know that probably a Hibs side psychologically, you know, had maybe come off it ever so slightly at times in the second half. But what I have to give them credit, I thought their energy was good, I thought their rotation, their ball retention was excellent. But one of the biggest things that did impress me about them today was their intensity out of possession and how quickly they did get the ball back. You know, I've enjoyed their pre-season in terms that we've had a fair wee bit of possession ourselves, we've made it count, but today, you know, against a good quality side, a good energetic and physical side, didn't give us that moment. And, you know, if we can learn anything today, you know, taking that heavy defeat, if there's anything that we can learn from, you know, is the way that, you know, a very energetic Hibs team went about their business without the ball. You know, that's a very good standard.
You've played here before, you know what Hibs fans expect. I think that's more of what Hibs fans expect, that kind of Hibs performances compared to...
Yeah, I mean, you know, Hibs, you know, throughout in their proud history, they're always used to that famous forward line and goals. And listen, they have some exciting players in there. So they do, they've, you know, me being an ex-midfield player, I love the rotation in the middle of the pitch and how simple and... You know, it's no rocket science at what they do, but they do it ever so well, and they do ordinary things extraordinarily well, if that makes sense to you. You know, they just play it simple, but their rotation and their desire to work off the ball and to make themselves option, you know, that is certainly level. That just doesn't come. That, you know, you can clearly see that they work hard on the training ground at that, being full-time. And, you know, once again, you know, I'll look at the group. My own performance, no, my team's, my own performance. And maybe I've came here today and maybe, you know, respected Hibs too much, perhaps in the first half, and trying to plug gaps and whatever, and look for those moments. So I'll take that responsibility. In the second half, you know, we said, no, right, let's go out and have a wee go. Now, I'm no standing here and saying, well, we go. We work Marshall this. I don't think we've worked Marshall at all this afternoon. But what I'm saying there, at least, you know, I felt we competed for larger periods in the second half than what we did in the first half, and a lot more energy. And mate, I'm saying there, Marshall's not had a save to make. Your goalie's not had a save to make, and that just shows you how ruthless Hibs were in front of goals today.
That's great.